You are listening to Tea Time, the podcast with Cassia Marina, and this is episode number 68. Bonus tips for using live video to grow your business and your brand online. So in this episode, I cover choosing a format for your live video, why recurring events are necessary for building trust, settings that you should be aware of, and when and why you should do collaborative live events in the form of interviews, panel discussions, etc. All right, so let's dive into it. Hello, and welcome to day 5 of my Instagram live bootcamp series, where I talk about growing your business, growing your brand using live video. All right, today is day 5, so that means we have come to the final day. Yay! So it's the final day, and so far we have, spoken about the importance of live video and why live video is still relevant in today's world. Day 2, we spoke about mindset, because if you struggle with going live, you procrastinate, you're nervous, like, you need to work on the mindset first before we get into anything else, because what the mind can believe, it can achieve, okay? And then on day 3, we dived into planning and prepping for your live, determining a topic and all of that good stuff. And then day 4, which was yesterday, we covered the tips that you need to know in order for your live to go smoothly. So for example, you want to have great audio, you don't have to use a podcasting mic like that, you can use a mic like this, or you don't even need a mic at all, you just need to make sure that the audio on your device works really well and it's clear and it's crisp and there's no noise around. And then video, make sure wipe your camera, you have good lighting. So if you don't have a ring light, you can do like what I'm doing right now. I'm sitting by a window and that is my light source. So that is a brief look into what we covered in day 4. We actually talked about a lot more things in day 4. So if you missed those things, you can catch the replay on the feed, or you can actually get a replay of all of these days on my podcast in the coming weeks. These are going to be published over the coming weeks, so you should definitely go subscribe to my podcast. I will leave the link in the description of this replay. And you can also go into my Instagram stories today. I actually have the link there, and essentially it's cassiamarina.me or cassiamarina.com/podcast, and you will find the podcast. You can go on your podcasting app and search for Tea Time with Cassia Marina and you will find it. Just be sure to subscribe. All right, so today's live, after I've done all of that housekeeping, for today's live, hey glam faces, it's nice to have you here. Are the previous episodes? Oh yeah, I already answered that question. Yeah. So, and you know where all of the places to find it. So I'm definitely gonna rip these audios and put it over on the podcast, because this is really good evergreen content that will last, and it's really gonna help you show up for yourself and your brand via live video. And if you're not sure, like, why should I even really take live video seriously, go back and check out day 1. All right, so first things first, tips. So today's tips are more geared towards not the strategic side of live video and the preparation and those things, but just to get acquainted a little more with the features. So, well, before I get into the features, my first point is to choose a format, right? So these are bonus tips as we wrap up the 5-day series. And you need to choose a format. And what I mean by choosing a format is, are you going to do like me, where you're going to kick things off and challenge yourself with a series? Now, your series doesn't have to be 5 days. Your series could be a 3-day series to help you kickstart your relationship with using live video, and also to kickstart your relationship with your audience so that they get familiar with you. All right, I really truly believe in doing a series just to kick things off. And then you can even do a weekly segment or weekly series, which is what I used to do back in the day. And that's really how I built my brand, built my authority by showing up consistently every single week to talk about branding and web design and social media and everything that falls under digital marketing. It was because I did a weekly segment every single Tuesday at 9 p.m. on Facebook Live called Tea Time Tuesday. Eventually, Tea Time Tuesday then turned into Tea Time the Podcast, and that is actually the backstory of Tea Time the Podcast. It was a spin-off of my live video event series. So choose a format for your life. Is it going to be a series? What's the purpose of the series, etc., etc., right? It could be a one-off event as well. Once you've decided on that, you want to know, okay, what's the purpose? What's the topic? And we went further into detail on that, I think, on day 3. Yeah, it was day 3. So decide, is it going to be a one-off event that you're going to be promoting, or is it going to be a series? Because then you want to select your dates, figure out what are good dates and times, and use the features that Instagram has available to you, right? What I love about where we've come a long way when it comes to live video, is that when live video just came out, I used it immediately in my strategy straight out the gate. So I know where live video started, and seeing all of the developments and progress in terms of scheduling your live natively in the app, you can do that. I had to use a third-party software called Ecamm, and the name of it is Ecamm Live, to be able to schedule lives. And scheduling lives are so important to promoting the live, letting people know where it is, and to even hold you accountable for having it. So it's nice that people can come on your page and see this thing is scheduled, and they can click for reminders, they can click for updates. All right. Hey guys, this is just a quick break in the show to remind you that if working with me has been on your mind, or you've been thinking of working with me in this quarter or next quarter, then head on to the link in the show notes and click that link. It will take you to the waitlist. Get on the client waitlist. It's obligation free. You don't have to stress that, oh, I'm not ready for discovery call or anything like that. But at least get on the client waitlist, because this is a very special space and place for those who are interested in working with me. It's literally like sitting in a waiting room and waiting your turn and just letting me know that, okay, you are thinking of working with me, so that I can create the resources and they send you the information that you need to help you make the decision to decide that we're the right fit. And then we can hop on a discovery call to discuss further how I can assist you in this season in your business. So if you have been ever toying with the idea of working with me, especially if it's in this quarter or the next one, you definitely need to get on the client waitlist. Just head to the link in the description of the show notes of this podcast, enter your name, your email, and you will be good to go, because I am really focusing on the client waitlist. They are getting first priority to know when spots open up or any new offers come out, and just basically the first to know of how you can work with me. So when it comes to a recurring event, so let's say you've decided that the format is, I'm going to do a recurring event, right? The benefit of having a recurring event is to train your audience to expect you at a particular date and time. So that helps build a relationship of trust in your community, that they know that they can rely on you to show up here every week or every 2 weeks. And don't let it have you feeling scared or nervous, oh gosh, I'm not sure if I want to do a recurring event. What if something happens? What if I can't make it? I mean, that's life. That's normal. There are TV segments where 1 week or 2 weeks it's unable to air. It's perfectly fine. and normal to like not have your show a particular day because you can't make it. So what you should do is just announce and let people know that, hey, this week we're not having XYZ segment, I can't make it. Or you don't have to tell them you can't make it, it's just not happening, but we'll be back next week. So if you feel pressured that, hey, I'm not sure if I want to commit to a weekly segment or a bi-weekly segment, I would at least at bare minimum commit to using live video in your strategy at least once a month. And you don't have to call it any particular show, even though it's really good to brand. what mic is this, please? I'll circle back to that question because I don't want to lose my train of thought. And I will probably link to it in the description in the show notes where you can get it. But I got it on Amazon and it's a fine camera. For fine. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but I will link to it in the show notes. Anyway, right. So again, I didn't want to lose my train of thought. So what was I saying? Yes, it is good to get into the habit of scheduling it. Even if it's just you internally in your business that you know that I'm gonna pencil this into my calendar once a month and I'm gonna go live and just connect and answer questions about my products, about my services. This is a really great way to answer frequently asked questions. Sure, you can do it in your Instagram stories. But again, like I spoke about in the earlier days, live video is a really good way to talk to your audience live and connect with them. Just like I just got the question about my mic. You know, we're having live conversation. It's a really good way to build relationship online and connect with your audience. Right? So into the features. So when it comes to using Instagram Live specifically, you want to make sure and go into your settings because you might forget. Go into your settings and put your settings to automatically save your live. I'm going to say that again. Go into your settings and find the area where you can automatically save your lives. So you know that area where you can automatically save your Instagram stories when you post. You want to go right back there and automatically save your life. Because when you come off of your life and for some reason you make a mistake and you just exit the app or you click discard video, a recording of your life is going to be sitting there in the archives for up to 30 days. So you can retrieve your video and repurpose your content into bite-sized pieces of video content. If you do podcasting, you can put the live on the podcast. If it was, let's say, for example, a live Q&A segment, you might have answered some really good questions and there are gems. Always have the replay and save your videos, okay? So when it automatically saves, it's not going to save on your phone, but it's going to save in the archives of Instagram. If you want to save it, right, and I recommend that you do, you want to save the live video even after that because you might forget. 30 days is gonna come and go by really quickly and you're gonna be like, oh my gosh, I did this some time ago and I never like published the replay and I never saved the video. So yes, the backup is that in case your life ends for some reason, the app crashes. I mean, you have to be prepared for these things. If the app crashes and you have that setting saved where it would automatically save your live video for 30 days, you can go back in and now save the video now to your device and have it saved for safekeeping, right? Because it's great content that you can repurpose. One of the things that you want to do is that you can put a comment and you can pin the comment. But I already have like the title of the video, all of this live here. But another tip that you can do is type a comment. Let me see if I can do this now. Yeah, I don't know why I'm not getting it. Okay, right. So I can pin someone else's. No sound. Right, so I can pin my comment. So if I want to put the link and okay, so for example, this is weird. I think it's weird that that Makisha is saying no sound because I've been talking for a while and engaging and answering questions. So unless my audio went out for some reason, it may be something on your end. All right, so back to pinning a comment. So here's where pinning a comment would come in really useful. If you have a call to action, right, and in my case, I want you all, MARNA dot, to subscribe to the podcast. I can put that information here. And then pin it. So it stays there so that you know exactly where to go and what to do. What I have been using for the past few days to put like pertinent information, I have been using slides. So if you haven't been here in the past few days and it's your first day joining, this is what one of my slides look like. So I could put pertinent information this way. If you don't have slides or you aren't using slides, then you can use the pin the comment feature. Use the comment. Another tip that you can do for your lives, if you're doing a live Q&A, you can post a question to your stories 24 hours before your live, and all of the questions that people might submit and ask you can then now answer them on the live. So that's another great feature that you can use, which is asking questions beforehand, getting questions in to get your live Q&A going. And then, as people join the live and they have more questions, you can answer those questions. Oh my goodness. I hope this noise in the background isn't too disturbing. It's disturbing me. Oh my goodness. I swear, somebody is always doing something. Anywho, essential accessories. Thanks for letting me know that you were hearing me because I got a little bit concerned. All right, so another tip is that for people who are joining late, for example, so I'm going to do it right now. Hey, if you are now joining this Instagram Live, today we are talking about some bonus features and some bonus tips on using live video to grow your business and grow your brand. So that there, what I just did is people will come and go into your live, and that is absolutely normal. So what you want to do is just remind people, reiterate like what this live is about, what they're tuning in, recap really briefly what you've covered already, and then continue on with your content, right? Because you don't want to be starting and stopping and starting over. Like, that's insane. That doesn't make any sense, right? So what we've discussed so far is choosing a format. If you're choosing a recurring format, which I highly recommend. I talked about the benefits of using live video on a recurring basis, whether that's weekly or bi-weekly or once a month. Get in the habit of just doing it consistently. And I know we trip up on the word consistently, but consistently doesn't mean every single minute or every single day. Consistently simply means that I am doing this every 3 days, every 5 days, every week, every bi-weekly, but I'm sticking to whatever schedule that I've established, and I'm doing that consistently all the time. And that is how you're going to build a know, like, and trust factor amongst your audience and build your community. The other thing we talked about was using some of the settings. So we covered settings like saving the live video for 30 days. You go into the settings and you make sure that is on. Things like pinning your comments, why you need to use that. So if you are just joining and you missed all of that, definitely catch the replay and get caught up in those things that we touched on. My next tip is to do group lives. So for those of you who feel nervous to go live with a friend and let them pretend to be a customer asking you questions. You know, you can come up with the questions beforehand and be like, you know what, my customers ask me these questions all the time, but I'm feeling a little bit nervous about going live. I'm afraid, like, I trip up on my words and I make mistakes and I make a fool of myself. It helps when you have a friend to do this with you. So if you want to do a joint live with someone and they can come on and ask those questions, that is a really great way to use live video and just to get started and kick start things, right? If you have past clients or customers, you can invite them and do an interview style, because now this is you building a bit of social proof. So yeah, you're going to answer certain questions. You're going to go through like their thought process on how they decided to work with you. Like, okay, well, what made you decide to work with me? And you could have like an interview style series or interview style segment. And I find those are like super engaging. And the benefit now of even doing collaborative group lives, whether it's a group of two, which is like me and another person, or up to four people. So you can go live with up to four people, and Instagram like splits the screen in four, and like 1, 2, 3, 4, which I'm sure you all have seen before. You all start to show up in each other's feed and you might get crossover followers from that. So that's a really great way to grow your Instagram page, but it's also a great way to grow your authority and get your business and your brand in front of other people. However, if you really want to build your community, as much as possible, do get comfortable with solo lives. Oh, and another format for group lives, which is like if it's a group of more than two people, because you could do an interview, but think of a group live like a panel discussion. So you choose a topic and you all just come on and have like a panel discussion and everybody shares their views on a topic. I love those. Those are super engaging. As a viewer, I like to come on and be like a fly on the wall for those types of lives. And again, it's a really great way to build community. But as a business owner, you also want to have those lives where you come and you position yourself as the authority and just really position yourself to get sales and answer those objections and really clarify like why someone should buy from you, why someone should work with you, show off your product, show off your service, show them why you, you know, show them what you know, show them that you know what you're talking about. Bust some misconceptions, and that might help educate your customer on why they need your service. And yeah, I think I got through all of my points today. My last point here was to make sure and save your live, but I covered that already. Make sure and save the live to your camera roll. But it really is such a huge lifesaver, because sometimes your phone might be full and you can't save the live in that moment when you end the live. So definitely go into the settings, go into the archive area, and turn on the ability for Instagram to automatically save your live for up to 30 days. All right. I think like that is one of my favorite features that Instagram has available to us. I think if I had to choose my favorite features, that's one. And my other one is the ability to schedule a live, because I can use that in my posts. I could use it in my stories to promote my live video. So we are wrapping up Day 5. If you have any questions, just let me know. Today, Tea Time, the podcast is launching this evening at 6 p.m. So definitely go on over to cassiamarina.me/podcast and subscribe to the podcast, because today is a spanking new episode of Tea Time, the podcast. Oops. All right, so if we don't have any questions, I am going to wrap up here. So do have a great Wednesday. Today is hump day. We are halfway through the week. I hope you all are having a very productive week thus far. And yeah, catch you all next time when I go live. Like I told you all, I am going to be using live a lot more in 2022. So you can expect to see me popping up here sometime soon. Bye. Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, got any value from it in the least, I would really appreciate if you would head on over and leave a review of this podcast. I thank you so much in advance. I appreciate each and every one of you who tune in. But when you leave a review, it really helps this podcast grow and to reach more people. So if you could really leave a review, I would definitely appreciate it. And thank you so much for listening.